start to began to sprout up through the soil, reaching heavenward like their parents. The town folk would erect a small statue in the town square. The statue, made of plywood, straw, hay, and spare parts from furniture which had decayed over the course of the winter, was established in honor of one of the original founders of the town, who had decided that this location, bereft of river, fertile soil, or protection from mountains or hills, would nevertheless be a fine location for their small town. He was, of course, mistaken. As if to confirm that fact, every spring the rains would come and would slowly and surely wash away the statue, reducing it back to the scrap from which it was constructed. By the time the summer's warmth had arrived, only a few remaining scraps of wood or of plastic or of metal were strewn about the town square. Some of these would find their way back into the following year's version of the statue, but most were simply discarded as rubbish.